Republicans say some of the agenda the new Democratic majority is pushing through the General Assembly carries a big price tag, raising the gas tax and increasing the minimum wage, for example. The Democrats also want to cut back on fossil fuels, which Republicans say will mean higher energy bills. And Democrats also want to allow employees of local governments to engage in collective bargaining, which Republicans say will lead to higher property tax bills. Republican House Leader Todd Gilbert says the agenda the Democrats are pushing is too expensive.
Democrats ran their elections last year primarily on trying to take advantage of people's various levels of anger at President Trump, and the policies being enacted right now are going to be a rude awakening to the majority of Virginians, even people who voted for Democrats last year, as they continue to have to dip into their pockets more and more to pay for this agenda.
House Democratic Leader Charnel Herring says voters knew what they were doing.
Virginia voters turned out because they were tired of the restrictive Republican policies on the other side of the aisle. See, the thing is, I believe in the promise of Virginia. We all do on this side of the aisle. We believe that we can be a good place for business, but at the same time, a person can earn a decent wage.
Republicans say they're worried Virginia will lose its spot as the number one state for business. Democrats say Virginia can keep that ranking and still take action to help working families. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, Michael Pope.